Following Attorney General Jeff Sessions' announcement that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, would be phased out, colleges and universities are trying to reassure impacted students, including those in Wyoming. But it's unclear how much power higher ed institutions actually have to shield students against federal agencies. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports.
Jose Rivas grew up in Gillette, and like a lot of his peers, he played sports. He remembers when he first joined the swim team.
8 or 9 of us Mexican boys from the junior high showed up to the swimming pool one day. And of course, we saw the flyer for swimming, and we showed up in jean shorts and no goggles. Coach Miller took us in, went back into the locker room, came back, gave us the proper swimming attire, and provided us with goggles. That's one of the first times I really felt included here in the state.
Rivas wasn't born in Wyoming, but when he was 6 years old, his family left Mexico without documentation for California.
And then in the late 90s, family gets word that there's a need for manual labor in Gillette, Wyoming, the energy capital of the nation.
So his family made the move and has been here ever since. Rivas is now 27 years old and a graduate student at the University of Wyoming. One day, he'd like to work as a school counselor, but he says it's been a long journey. After graduating high school, Rivas attended college, but it took him 8 years to complete a bachelor's degree. He says that's because he was always having to take time off to work in the oil field and save up for tuition. Undocumented students don't qualify for federal financial aid.
One of those years I got hurt real bad. I was bedridden, and that same summer, President Obama announced DACA. That was a big blessing. That was my ticket back to doing what I originally wanted to do.
DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, was essentially a promise from the federal government to those that arrived as children to the U.S. unlawfully. They would not actively be deported while they had the DACA status. That gave Rivas a lot more options when it came to his education. After the Trump administration's decision to phase out DACA, Congress now has 6 months to replace it. Whether or not they will end up back in gridlock is unknown. In the meantime, that uncertainty is scary for the many DACA recipients on Wyoming's college campuses.
Most of what I heard from students was confusion. What does this mean? What will happen to them? What are their options? And where will they go for support?
That's Sean Blackburn, the Vice President of Student Affairs at UW. He says the university has been trying to figure out how to best support impacted students and staff. The day after the announcement, University President Lori Nichols sent a message to the UW community. In it, she said the university's policies for disclosing student records would stay the same under the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, also known as FERPA, that guarantees student information is protected. Some are concerned federal agencies could override FERPA regulations and force universities to provide student records, but Sean Blackburn says he's skeptical it would come to that.
So for DACA students, the Department of Homeland Security already has an amazing amount of information on these individuals. It's part of the registration process. I really don't see a scenario in which we would have to deal with that.
Another concern for Dreamers, that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, will conduct raids on college campuses. UW's Chief Diversity Officer, Dr. Emily Monago, says she doesn't see that happening anytime soon.
Campuses are considered a sensitive location, and it would be very unlikely that ICE would come to campus.
ICE has a standing policy that its agents should avoid these so-called sensitive locations, like schools, churches, and hospitals. However, if this standing policy is violated, ICE faces little to no consequences, and recently there have been a handful of detentions in these sensitive locations. Last April, the Associated Students of the University of Wyoming passed a resolution to make UW a sanctuary campus. The resolution was a symbolic gesture, but it would prevent the university from discriminating based on immigration status. ACW has been criticized for not pushing harder to get the resolution turned into university policy. But ACW Director of Diversity, Hunter McFarland, says she doesn't think the Board of Trustees would approve it.
because they are really concerned with federal funding because we are a land-grant institution.
However, McFarland says there are other ways they could make campus safer for Dreamers.
Have training for all of our faculty and administrative staff for when they get asked about immigration information, that they don't give that information out and that they report it immediately to a higher authority.
Jose Rivas would like to see the sanctuary campus status happen, but in the meantime, he says there's no going back.
I've added myself as a DACA student in the University of Wyoming, and there is fear. I'm sure if ICE wanted, they'd come knocking on my door.
Rivas says he doesn't regret outing himself, but he hopes UW will continue to support him and other Dreamers. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.